Wow, this is a mind-blowing one. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh means Izbeter. Rav Shlomo's main Rebbe, the Meshiloach, teaches something amazing. Katuv b'Torah, v'etchanan al Hashem be'et ha'ilei emor. And at that time, Moshe reached out to God. Moshe Rabbeinu itbalel 515 tefillot kedei lekanes ha'etz. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 prayers in order to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Uvesof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo ana letfilato. But at the end of the day, God did not hear his tefillah. Hashela hi, if Moshe Rabbeinu rotze b'torato lelamed et Am Yisrael ech litpalel, if Moshe wanted to teach us how to daven, shistaper lehem et tefillah shekadosh baruch hu ana. He should tell them about a prayer that God said yes. Why are we learning out tefillah from the time that God said no over and over and over again? Lamasha, im ani yotze lelamed et biti ech litpalel, im ani yisaper la et at yadat. Imagine I have a daughter. I want to teach her the power of prayer. So I say, you know what? Every day I daven. And you know what? Every day God doesn't answer me. So I also want you to daven. That's not how it works. It's not a good idea. It's deepest of the deep. I have to tell you this, but you got to open up your hearts. Rabbi Meizvita Omer Davar Narav Ayom. Beregash Adam Mitbalel Potchim Et Kol Hasharim B'Shamayim. As soon as a person davens, all the gates of heaven are opened. Kol Hasharim, all the gates. Kol Yehudi Yodeh Et Be'Atzmo. Every Jew is really daven knows this. Knows it's the truth. Beregash Adam Omer Davar Narav Kodesh Baruch Hu Litbalel Mashu Kore B'Neshama. At that time, when we start to daven, something amazing happens to our soul. You're not the same person that began davening. You keep davening and something's happening to your soul. God is opening up all the gates. The Rebbe says something amazing. At the moment when God answers you, so grim et ashar, the gate is closed. Nigmar, ha'esek, bikashta mashtanun in la zavakol. You asked for it, you got it, and it's over. Moshe Rabbeinu etzal l'mar l'am Yisrael du'u lachem shasharim tuchim ad she'avo Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to tell Am Yisrael, you should know that the gates are open until Mashiach comes. Du'u lachem shasharim lo ninadlu ad she'avo Mashiach. You know that these gates are going to remain open until the Mashiach comes. Gevalt. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is teaching us that there's some sort of deep connection just opened up in that yearning and that reaching out to God. So what? Should we want that Hashem not answer our prayers? Like, what are we supposed to learn from this? Perhaps I could suggest that once our tefillah has been answered, we can open up another gate. Maybe not quite as deep as the gates of yearning, but the gates of gratitude, of true gratitude, are pretty deep too. But that's on us to open up. But in any case, whether we're in a place of yearning or in a place of gratitude, the main thing that we should be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gevalt. Hashem should bless us to open up all the gates. Have an amazing day and a great Shabbos.